Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל
הסולם. We're reading in the writings of Baal HaSulam, Articles of Shamari. We're in Article 53, the matter of limitations. Study materials can be found online, and you can also ask questions live. The matter of limitation.
אנחנו בעצם מסיימים עוד מעט את המאמר.
Basically, we're soon finishing Articles of Shamari, both the main ones and the additional ones.
ואחר כך נראה מה להמשיך.
And afterwards, we'll see what we'll continue with. There's still a lot, but we'll see.
נון גימל, עניין ההגבלה.
Shamari 53, the matter of limitation. The matter of limitation is to limit the state one is in and not want gadlut, greatness or adulthood. Instead, one wants to remain in one's present state forever. This is called eternal dvikut, adhesion. Regardless of the measure of gadlut that one has, and even if he has the smallest katnut, smallness, infancy, if it shines forever, it is considered having been imparted eternal dvikut. However, one who wants more gadlut, it is considered luxury. In the meantime, there are no questions. Dudi, you also read the same part? Again, the matter of limitation, Shamari 53. The matter of limitation is to limit the state one is in and not want gadlut. Instead, one wants to remain in one's present state forever. And this is called eternal dvekut, adhesion. Regardless of the measure of gadlut that one has, even if he has the smallest katnut, if it shines forever, it is considered having been imparted eternal dvikut. However, one who wants more gadlut, it is considered luxury. Because what he received it from the Creator, for sure, because there's none else besides him. So if he's satisfied with this, that what he got from the Creator, the good that does good, and he doesn't need more, then it's called that he's in eternal dvikut. Yes. Why should we be, why should be satisfied and not want more? The Creator knows what to give you and gave you the current state. And if you want to be adhered to Him, so that in any state that you're in, it all depends on you, but you can be adhered to Him. Question, but there could be more adhesion, I could want more. So please, in the state that you're in, if you reach adhesion, dvikut, then there's nothing more. You reached dvikut. In each and every state, if you want to be adhered to the Creator, you reach Ein Sof, you reach wholeness. Question, so where are the luxuries? What is considered this luxury here? Of if you think that what you have, it's not enough, that you deserve more. Look what he writes. I'll read it as well. The matter of limitation is to limit the state one is in and not want gadlut. Instead, one wants to remain in one's present state forever. And this is called eternal dvekut. Regardless of the measure of gadlut that one has, even if he has the smallest katnut, if it shines forever, it is considered having been imparted eternal dvikut. However, one who wants more gadlut, it is considered luxury. Meaning, in whatever state a person is in, if he develops himself in order to be adhered to the Creator in that state that he's in, he reaches eternity. This is the meaning of any sorrow will be surplus. Meaning? Did you read? Meaning that sadness comes to a person because he wants luxuries. This is what it means that when Israel came to receive the Torah, Moses led them to the bottom of the mountain, as it is written, and they stood at the bottom of the mountain. A mountain, Har in Hebrew, means thoughts, Hirurim in Hebrew. Moses led them to the end of the thought and the understanding and the reason, the lowest degree there is. Only then, when they agreed to such a state, to walk in it without any wavering or motion, and remained in that state as if they had the greatest gadlut, and to be happy about it. This is the meaning of serve the Lord with gladness. Since during the gadlut, it cannot be said that He gives them work to be in gladness, because during the gadlut, gladness comes by itself. Instead, the work of gladness is given to them for the time of katnut. So they will have joy, although they feel katnut. And this is a lot of work. This is called the main part of the degree, which is discerned as katnut. This discernment must be permanent, and gadlut is only an addition. Also, one should yearn for the main part, not for the additions. Okay? Let's go ask some people. In our case, women. Women have one.
Shalom, Rav Chaverim.
Well, Rav, friends, if I understood correctly, it's talking about a certain state in which we need to yearn for some kind of eternal constant dvikut, which is called katnut. How do I identify it, Rav? In any state that you're in, student, any state? Rav, yes, any whatever state you're in. Asia.
Thank you, Rav.
I wanted to ask if the katnut is a state of above reason? No. Let's don't connect it to anything in order to not be confused. It's simply the state a person is in if he does not want more, but rather in the state that he's in, he only wants to be adhered to the Creator because he received it for sure from Him, because there's none else besides Him. So if he wants in this current state to be adhered only to the Creator, this is called that he reaches eternity, wholeness, to the state of limitation. He limits oneself and enters eternity.
Rav, can I ask?
Thank you.
Ken?
And that's on the condition that you justify the Creator? Is that another form of justifying the Creator?
It's not a different form, but you must justify the Creator because you want to remain in that current state that you got surely from the Creator. You want to remain in it forever.
So in other words, you're saying that the Creator gave you that and you're happy with what He gives you, and that's not working in above reason?
I don't
want to tie these things together. You don't hear? I don't want to tie it to anything. And we're only using the lexicon that we're learning right now. Without, above, within reason, simply a person is in a certain state. and he reveals himself as being in such a state that he doesn't want anything. Just wants to stay there forever. Don't add any words by which you confuse the friends.
Woman Mark 21.
Woman Mark 21. Good day, Rav. We have two questions. If we reach the adhesion with the Creator, will it always be constant, or do we need to add more in order to have this constant adhesion? Rav, we're talking about a certain moment in which you're in, and how in that moment you need to relate to what you're feeling, that you receive this from the Creator. And because of that, you need to see the state as whole. Can I ask one more? Yes. Hello. On one hand, what's so bad here that I'm asking for a good loot? And on the other hand, there's nothing better than to adhere to the Creator. So in this state, there is no justifying the Creator if I have such desires to be in Gadlut. These are my desires. What do I do with it?
Вы недовольны отношению Творца к вам.
You're not happy with the Creator's attitude to you.
Woman Mark 23.
Woman Mark 23.
Добрый день, Раф, мировой Кли.
Good day, Raf, World Kli.
Пришли, прочитая эту статью. Получается, что наша проблема.
When we came to read this article, it turns out that our problem is that we are aspiring for these luxuries, for things that we're not ready for, and we need to be in happiness in the katnut, even on the lowest degree, since the katnut does not disappear, it's the foundation of every degree, which is why it's very important for us to feel wholeness here and joy. And if we were to feel this wholeness and joy, then it turns out that we reach this equivalence of form, and then we'll be in the correct state of katnut. Is this correct? In the meantime, it's correct. Students, so then there are also such situations like the Migit from Dubna that is saying about that this is not my suitcase, it's someone else's. Is something about this here as well? Rav, you can say that there is. Woman Sochi Kavkaz 1. Hello, Rav. Question from a friend. Not to aspire to more. How is it realized in the work in the tenth sense? So we always need to increase our connection. Rav, if I'm talking about what I have, I get from the Creator, then I can be in joy. And in this, to feel His wholeness. Simply to feel the wholeness of my state because I get it from the Creator. Can I ask another question? Yeah. It's written here that they agreed to such a state, to work in it, and to remain in it, and to feel it as if they had the Gadlut. What does it mean to work in it without any wavering or motion? Meaning they don't demand any changes, they're ready to remain in that state. And even for it not to change, the main thing is that they want to reach the state for them, for it to be in them as something whole. Question, so where does joy come from? Rav, that I receive it from the Creator.
Woman Rus 3.
Woman Rus 3.
Да, добрый день, Рав. Я не знаю, если...
Good day, Rav.
I don't know if it's a suitable question to this article, but it turns out here that there's a state of katnut, the chafetz hesed, delighting in mercy. So how do we develop the deficiency, a kli, in this state? If you attain what he writes about, then you'll see how you can develop further. Thank you.
Woman Mark 41.
Woman Mark 41. Здравствуйте, дорогой раб. У меня такой вопрос.
Hello, dear Rav. I have this question. If we are in the state of katnut, where we don't want these luxuries, then the Creator will automatically lower the state of gadlut on us. Can we say it so? Rav, yeah, you can say so, but it's not a must. It's not a must to reach gadlut. You can remain in katnut and at the same time to be in a state of wholeness.
PT19.
Hello, Rav. I heard this excerpt. And it put me into a state that I don't quite understand the request. I understand that, but the ego is always working on you. It tells you need to reach complete adhesion all the time. This needs to be in your thoughts, only bestowal, and I'm not there. And yet I still have a certain connection with the Creator, and it brings me to a state that makes me feel that I cannot not want gadlut. You can feel the gadlut without changing the state, but by changing your attitude to the state that you're in. What does it mean? If the state I'm in, I feel good in it. But together with this, I want to be more adhered to what you said, to the Kabbalist and everything that's written and everything that you say. I want to be in a higher degree. Is this not legitimate? Is this a sin? You can be grateful for what you have and also aspire for something more. Well, if this is called luxuries. We'll continue and see. Student, this is complex, very complex to grasp. German.
No, вопрос еще раз. По работе в радости.
Question about the work and joy.
Всегда хотеть большего.
Man's nature is to always want more. And you don't value what you have. You get used to it as if this is how it needs to be.
Подарок, что у нас сейчас есть, да, связь с Творцом.
If you don't value it, just like this present disappears. So it's not clear how this joy, work and joy, happens.
Не в природе человека сразу не ценится, забывает.
It's not in man's nature. He forgets right away. He gets used to it. Feels like it. That's how it needs to be.
Да.
Yeah.
Когда ты отменяешь себя,
when you
высшим,
nullify yourself towards the upper, then
желаний, кроме как,
no other desire remains in you except to be connected to him.
Beseder.
Okay.
No, Dudy, продолжим. Again.
Well, Dudy, we'll continue. I have a question that I received from a friend. Katnut is already a spiritual state, and the article says to be satisfied with it. So even before entering spirituality, we need to be satisfied with the current state? Yes, yes. Not to yearn for luxuries. Here's the key to understand things. That I don't want luxuries. I only want to be adhered to the Creator. To the smallest measure that's possible, only to be adhered to Him. Another small question. Once you said when you don't want to reveal it, then you'll reveal it. So what do we aspire towards? If we need to aspire to what we're in now, we're in it. And I only want to remain in the current state and to yearn to feel in this that it's good in the eyes of the Creator. Okay. Good.
Woman Moscow.
Woman Moscow.
Рав, здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, что помогает человеку?
Hello, Rav. What helps a person to always stay satisfied, which is, I understand that we need to be in whatever state we're in, we need to feel that this is enough for me. How to feel this is the ideal state? What helps a person to be in this? Because the ego is constantly growing and wants to push them further. To feel oneself in contact with the Creator, that what I receive from Him.
Hadera 1.
Rav, ze barur she ze bli izra shel bore lo yotzelek.
Rav, it's clear that without the Creator's help, nothing will work for me.
Ze tnai rechishat kelim de aspa, o ze kvar rechishat kelim
de aspa. This is the condition to acquire vessels of bestowal, or this is already the acquisition of those vessels? Rav, I didn't understand. By asking the Creator, and I receive this current state where I'm satisfied with what I have, this is already the acquisition of the vessels of bestowal, or this is still the condition to receive those vessels of bestowal? Rav, no, these are already your vessels of bestowal, that you want to remain in what is there now and be adhered to for eternity to the Creator. It doesn't matter what degree. This already means that you're in the vessels of bestowal, the smallest katnut. If it's for eternity, then this is really wholeness. Thank you.
Woman Mark 26.
Woman Mark 26.
Дорогой Рав, а правильно ли?
Dear Rav, is it correct to understand that we need to want more only for the sake of bestowal? Meaning, if it's necessary to give to someone, then I want more. If not, then it's enough for me what there is. Meaning, if I wanted more for myself, then it's luxury. Rav, no, I don't understand you. It means that if you had the opportunity to get more, you would get more. Student, if I had someone to give to, then I ask for more. But if I don't have who to give to, then I don't ask for it because it's as if I'm asking for myself. Rav, understood. Yeah, that's correct. You're thinking correctly.
Woman help too.
Woman help too.
Rav, I didn't
quite understand. If we need to want for what we have now and be satisfied with it because it's good for the Creator, then how do we grow the vessel? We don't need to grow the vessel. But the Creator will rather, He will change it. He'll grow it. But I'm not stopping development if I say, no, I'm just going to remain as it is now. Rav, no. This is the most correct state for each and every degree. Like he says, not to want gadlut, but he's ready to remain in his current state for eternity. And this is called wholeness. So what do we do with this force, this energy, the desire that's always pushing forward? Rav, this is your ego. Your ego. Student, what should I say? What should I tell it? What to tell it? That you don't have the strength to realize it, and it's not correct to realize it in this way. But first of all, to reach a state that you agree that you are receiving this from the Creator, and this is wholeness. And how not to fall asleep in this state. Don't worry. If you are to fall asleep, then the Creator is sending you towards this sleepiness. Okay? So what's so bad about it? Certainly because I could just fall asleep until death. Okay, so up until death and even beyond death. What's important about that? If it comes from the Creator, you agree with it wholeheartedly. So the inner movement, and just to lower the head and say thank you to the Creator, I don't want more. Rav, of course, this is called the main point, the katnut of the degree. Soon we're going to read the short article again.
אני לא יכול לגמור עם כל השאלות שלכם.
I can't seem to finish with all your questions. Woman Mark 38.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав.
Hello, dear Rav. What Kli?
Вывел такое ощущение, воспоминание.
From this excerpt, it evoked in me a feeling of my childhood, like being a little kid. When you dream of this beautiful world, this feeling when you feel this katnut, smallness, but in it there is this great strength, wanting to bestow. So this feeling of katnut, it seems like. I just get this feeling out of it. Is it correct, Rav? It's not correct. It's how you determine your attitude to it. That's what's important. The Creator is giving you a certain feeling. How do you receive that feeling? That's the question. So they tell you that the feeling that the Creator gives you that you're in a state of katnut, and seemingly there's no perspectives, there are no changes, but you receive it as something good because you get it from the Creator, and you don't want or don't demand anything else. But in this state, you want to be connected to the Creator. He gave it to you, and you just want to feel in it your connection with Him. And that's it. This is such a situation that a small child is in when he's next to the mother. And he sleeps in her arms, and everything is good for him because he is next to her. He receives from her. Do you want to ask something else? No. Thank you very much. Woman Eat the Six.
Buongiorno, caro Rav.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Sadness and littleness are always again. How can we also add the joy? Thank you very much.
Katnut ze lo tzicha leyot atzvut.
Katnut doesn't need to be sadness. Sometimes they come together and sometimes separately. So we need, like it's written here, not to want gadlut. We need to be satisfied with the katnut. We think that if we would receive more and more and more, by this we would have some advancement. Nope, spiritual advancement is that we get canceled within the Creator and grow in Him. That's it.
I
have the girl from Woman French too.
Bonjour.
Nous avons une question. Est-ce qu'au final, toutes les aspirations, toutes les demandes sont superflues, à part la connexion entre nous? Et est-ce qu'on peut aspirer à plus de connexion?
Question. In the end of all the aspirations and the requests, is everything just luxuries besides the connection between us? Is it possible to want more connection?
No.
In order to advance in spirituality, it's not that we want more and more and more, but in that place that we're in, we want more adhesion.
Plus d'adhésion, ça veut dire plus de connexion entre nous.
More adhesion is more connection between us. It's more connection between us and the Creator.
Ken. Karaze.
That's how it is.
Merci. Toda.
Thank you.
Yes, Lano, what? Heb one.
We also have Heb one.
Rav, toda raba.
Thank you, Rav. A friend is asking. In the text, it's written that you need to aspire to the Katnut and not to the Gadlut. Does the Creator not want for us to be in Gadlut? Rav, the Creator wants us to be in adhesion with Him. For Him, He has a completely different attitude to Katnut and Gadlut. Like when you look at a little child, what's more important, small or big? What's most important? First of all, to be healthy. Therefore, the calculation is different.
Focus group.
Rav, when I look at what's happening at the moment, so I see that I'm always in criticism towards what the Creator sends me. I understand that this is not the correct path, and I as if need to thank every moment for what I'm in. So there's two questions. First one, how do I truly go from that place where I'm constantly criticizing where I'm in and start thanking? And is it possible to just thank, you know, artificially, orally, or you need as much as possible to bestow outside of you and to be happy with how much you receive in this, because you get it from the Creator and nothing besides this. And then you'll start to feel yourself that you acquire eternity and wholeness.
I don't know how to
ask this, but it's a type of complete nullification that of my entire I. That's this feeling. Is this correct? That we need to reach this and as if go there and enjoy? Rav, yes. So then, is there some kind of exercise that we can do? Rav, you're already carrying out these exercises. The exercises are these articles. Each article that we go through, in them we're clarifying all these exercises. Okay. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, а вот
чем ситуация,
когда ты, например, не можешь подключиться к уроку?
What should I? How do I agree with the situation if I can't connect to the lesson? If I don't have electricity, for example, in what there should I have this agreement? Because I need to nonetheless overcome. But what is the agreement here, Rav? Agree that is the Creator doing all this, and He needs for you to go through this situation, and nonetheless to justify Him. But I nonetheless need to aspire to overcome this, and I still need to try to look for an opportunity to connect to the lesson, Rav. Of course. And in this is also His plan for you to find a way to connect and to suffer from the fact that you can't connect, etc. You also need to go through all this and to clarify your attitude. So, no, that's clear, but what's not clear is what we're talking about, that I'm ready to remain eternally in the state, and I'm not ready to agree to remain in it for eternity. It means that you're still not in wholeness. So how can I agree to be in this disconnect from the group? How to agree with it for eternity? Rav, it's like he writes that they gathered in the... They stood at the bottom of the mountain, that Moses led them to the end of the thought and the understanding and the reason that this is the lowest degree there is. And only then would they agree to such a state, to walk in it without any wavering or motion, not above or below, but they agree to remain in it and remain in that state as if they had the greatest gadlut, and to be happy about it, because if this is the greatest gadlut. This is the meaning of serve the Lord with gladness, since during the Gadlut, it cannot be said that He gives them work to be in gladness, because during the Gadlut, gladness comes by itself. Instead, the work of gladness is given to them for the time of Katnut, so they will have joy, although they feel Katnut. And this is a lot of work. This is called the main part of the degree. The most fundamental state, which is discern this katnut. We don't need anything. I'm ready to remain in this, in the bottom of the state, and not demand anything. This discernment must be permanent. And the gadlut is only an addition. Also, one should yearn for the main part, not for the additions, meaning to be in the katnut, and don't worry, it'll be okay. Okay?
Woman Mach 6.
So, no, it's not quite clear in truth. Woman Mach 6. Hello, Rav, World Kli. Question. It's very complex and people are very different. What do you do with this hisaron and its deficiency? We're always talking about adhesion with the Creator and desiring something more. We need to direct it not to the actions, but towards adhesion, towards feeling. Rav, try to use all of this in the connections between you and the friends. Thank you. The path of Ахишена and the work in the group, it's always adding one and adding one, adding another action. Rav, where are all these actions aimed towards? Towards wanting less? To be connected with everyone on the smallest degree. When you don't want anything, you just want to nullify yourself towards what you're receiving. Thank you very much.
Woman German.
Woman German.
Woman German.
Woman German.
Die Frage. Ich spüre je mehr wir nach Zusätze uns sehnen und nicht nach dem
Wesentlichen, desto mehr I feel that the more we aspire towards the additions and not towards the essence, then we have more dissents. How do we prevent this? We need to relate to these states that are called descents, not as to the sense, but as for an opportunity from the Creator's side to remain in connection, adhesion between us and Him. And then these states will be a spiritual ascents. It's forbidden for us to weigh these states like we weigh corporeal ones.
Haifa 1.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav. Is it correct that we build a spiritual kli, a vessel of bestowal, and there's a clear condition there that I need to always be happy with my share, whatever comes? And this is the condition. And this would go against my ego. And this is the condition of going from light to heavy. And I always ask the Creator for the vessel of bestowal. And He knows exactly which state to give me. And every state, in every state we build the vessels of bestowal. Is this correct, this approach? That's correct. Correct. Where are we? Latin 4.
Punta. Si estamos dando todo por el amigo, trabajando en la conexión.
If we give everything to the friend and working on the connection without expecting any reward, any result. So the question is, what is that feeling that we feel in bestowal? And for a person to know if this is correct or not, what is he supposed to feel if he wants to buy the friend? What does he want? I didn't understand. Jesus is asking, if you're working in order to bestow to the friend and you try to buy the friend and always try to work in bestowal towards the friend, then what is that feeling of bestowal? What is one supposed to feel in order to know that we're in the right direction or not? Rav, that I want to feel what is lacking for all of my friends and to provide to them what they want. And through them, I want to feel the same thing to the Creator. What is the Creator lacking that I can bring Him? Okay.
Ita.
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 We now, actually, if you want to give, are we in the actnut state? Thank you.
No.
No. Even in the state of Gadlut.
Kavkaz.
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 Добрый день всем. В чем наши
усилия?
Вопрос у нас такой, десятки.
What efforts do we need to make in Katnut? That we don't want anything else, just to be connected between us and the Creator.
Ashdod 10.
Ashdod 10. Thank you, Rav. Hello, everyone. My question, in the state of Katnut, I agree to remain in the state. Does this not harm the Tzimtzum Masach on Chozer? Because I agree to receive the light in the current state. The question once again. If I agree to the state of Katnut, it turns out I agree to receive what the Creator is giving me at the moment. And this does not hurt the restriction, the screen, and the Or Chozer that I need to do. Rav, why would it? If you agree to receive what the Creator is giving you, receive it. Just receive it in order to remain in adhesion with Him. Yes, but dear Rav, I need to resist this reception in order to work. Unless I feel that he enjoys, as if there's this contradiction here. Rav, there's no contradiction. Think very well about it and you'll see that it's all okay. It all works out.
The Tbilisi.
Hello, dear Rav. What is the difference between the state of Katnut and that wholeness? It seems very similar. And the state of humility, Katnut and humility. Rav, yeah, basically you're right. Another question. The Creator sends a lot of states. If a person agrees to it, that it comes from the Creator, can we call this Katnut? Yeah, could be.
Woman.
He knows that nothing else is happening. Yes, yes, woman unity. Good day, Rav. Tell us, it's truly that humble state that you're jerking, moving, trying to do something and agree with the Creator and get more strength, and then you agree with it that if you need it, then I don't know why, but you want me to be in the state, so I agree to it, and then comes this ultimate decision that, and then this calmness and even joy comes. Is it this state? And by the way, afterwards it changes very quickly to a different state. Okay. Enough. These states will pass and more states will come, and then you'll understand. We don't need to tell this to everyone. Just everyone goes through different states.
Woman Moscow.
Yes, thank you, Rav. They understand correctly that this state of smallness is when you're constantly growing the connection with the Creator and allow Him to correct the work and the place that He gave you. Yes.
Woman Tbilisi.
Hello, Rob. I have a question. I have a fear that the Creator may forget everything and not be in the group anymore. How do I get rid of these thoughts?
Yes,
But is the
group with you? Are you connected to the group? Strengthen the connection to the group, and then for sure, the Creator will not leave you.
Thank you.
Ruslan.
אין שם שאלה, רב, להמשיך.
אין?
לא, תקלה.
No question there, רב, let's continue. No question. Okay, woman's spa.
Gracias, רב. Si aceptamos todos los estados con alegría, nuestras plegarias solo contendrían palabras de gratitud y solo pediríamos para que todos tuvieran esa sensación.
If we receive all the states in joy, so then will our prayers only include words of gratitude? Excellent, let's do it so that everyone will feel only good, only joy from the Creator.
And
we have
Woman
Moscow 18.
Добрый день, Рав.
Good day, Rav. Tell us.
Желание Гадлута называется излишним.
If the desire of Gadlut is called luxuries, does that mean that it's always for oneself? That what I get from the Creator is more important than the Creator? Rav, not necessarily. How's it so? That's how it is. It's not important. For me, I'm ready to be always in katnut. So what is the desire of the gadlut then? More than katnut. I'll tell you. If I want more, then to nullify Litbatela. How do you say it in Russian? If I want more than to cancel oneself towards the friends and the Creator.
Woman Kiev.
Woman Kiev. Dear Rav, I wanted to tell you, maybe it's not by the topic of the lesson, but yesterday our Kiev group met with Moscow 18, and those states through which they passed us through, that love that they gave us, we were preparing this meeting for like a month, living from their prayers, and then in our group, we went through a lot of harsh states. We argued for the first time and tried to feel this common deficiency of ours. And that state in which Moscow 8C covered us with that great love, you cannot pass it with words. The entire group agreed that it's something that is just supernatural. And the question is, now we just wanted to share this with you for you to know the kind of students you have and for you to be proud of them. The question is, why are we not allowed to reach such states during the lesson? Why don't we feel the state of connecting between the groups during the lesson? I'll tell you that during the lesson, there's a huge mass of participants that are listening, not listening, maybe indifferent to it or not. There's all sorts of things. But here you met two groups that are very much so interested and that are in some kind of opposing states, one towards the other. And thereby it was very important for you to somehow find this mutual action between you. I'm very happy that it worked out for you in such a way.
But in a different situation, maybe it wouldn't have worked out, which is why it says love covers all crimes. Meaning, how do you say this? That, how do you say it? That all the sins are covered by love. All the lack of hatred is covered by love, which is why it worked out for you. Very happy. This is the greatest achievement that could be in this world for people. When they make a good connection between themselves after such periods of hatred. Let's hope that it happens also between Russia and Ukraine, etc. It cannot just pass just like that. It cannot just dissipate. So try to connect between you. With this you bring the whole world towards peace, especially between Russia and Ukraine. If our groups would unite more and more, then by this we would influence, would push for peace in the world. So it's very good what you're doing. Okay.
Спасибо большое.
Thank you very much. Thank you for this.
Woman English One.
Woman English One.
Good morning. After listening to this lesson, I am a bit confused because I have a problem with when we have the morning lesson with Tess. As soon as they start giving, I just fall asleep. And I don't wake up until the end. And even when I listen to tests in the afternoon, it just knocks me out and I just fall asleep again. So should I pray or should I just accept that tests just send me to sleep? It doesn't matter whether I do it in the morning lesson. I wake up 5 o'clock this morning thinking, okay, I'm going to listen to it again. And I just sleep.
Okay.
At least you sleep well. You don't need to get some kind of sleep medication to sleep. What will I tell you? You're not alone. That you fall asleep during the test lesson. A lot of people don't understand, don't feel it. We read it for half an hour every day, and sometimes not even every day. So through this, the reforming light will influence us as well. But soon we'll start to feel what's happening with us during the test readings and what actions we need to do, and you'll see how tests could be interesting and beneficial. But in the meantime, sir, you should have a good and sweet sleep.
So I just accept it. Should I just accept that position? Because that was my question. Is should I
can
or just accept? Okay.
Yes, yes. Besides this, the sleep of the wicked is good for them and good for the world.
No, Eloivina.
No, she didn't understand it.
טוב, woman, oh, זהו, אנחנו גמרנו.
Okay, that's it. We finished the lesson.
שיהיה לכם כל טוב לכולם.
All the best for you. I'm hugging you all. Wish you all the best. Light, warmth at home, and for everything to be good and nice, and for everything to work out. Be healthy and calm until tomorrow morning lesson. Thank you. All the best. Thank you also to our Rav and to all our friends that participated. And we're entering into the Shema. Dear friends, you're invited to the World Kabbalah Convention. That's happening December 3rd and 4th in the Arvut system and also in certain few places around the world. Hurry up and register. And the website convention.kli.one. With this, we finish the lesson. And we'll sing together. Let your heart speak. Let your heart listen, shoulder to shoulder, you won't be alone. Love is around, the deepest ocean, together we're drawn in, I won't let go. Part of you. This is what their life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be alright. Learning to unite. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight. Together as one.